I'll start with little me.
Could you say something about your children?
Okay. Which one do you want? I'll start with the firstborn, Sam, who's already been mentioned as the practice baby. Sam's a man of few words a lot of his life. Marched to his own drum in a lot of ways. Kind of a nerdy kid. Somebody encouraged us to suggest that he go to Friends Music Camp, which probably saved him much pain because he discovered there's a lot of other nerdy Quaker kids that also get stuffed in the wastebasket in middle school that basically, you know, he finally believed me that some of these people will wind up in reform school, you know, you'll run the world, Sam. So, Sam is married to a wonderful human being that you all will meet who arrives this evening, Alicia McBride, who's on the staff of Friends Committee on National Legislation. They have two children, Miranda, who is 10, and who will be coming to Friends Music Camp this summer, and Howard, who is 8, and a budding drummer, and old Howard is a chip off the Garmin block that at least a couple times old Howard's wound up in the principal's office. So he's a feisty guy, so not quiet in no trouble as his father was as a child, you know. Sam was like, you know, if he was the only baby I ever knew, it was like, what's so hard about this, you know? You'd plop him down on the floor and give him a couple things to play with, and he'd just stay there and do that, you know? He was a little angel. And the next one...
We also have a daughter whose name is Christina. She, when she was born, she has these enormous blue eyes, and when she was born, we just looked at those eyes and said, oh my, we are in for it. And she wanted a party from the beginning. She also went to Richmond High School, and both our kids did, and went off to Guilford College. She majored in German and geology, which I think is such a great liberal arts combination. She was a Fulbright teaching fellow for a year and made an opportunity for us to go to Germany and see her while she was there, so that was really fun. And she's married, and she and her husband Brian have a little girl named Annabelle, who is 7, and they live in Traverse City. So they are neighbors too. The interesting thing is Margaret Fraser, who was an ESR student and then became all these other things that she has been and now is the interim pastor at West Richmond Friends. Her daughters and our kids were roughly the same ages. And so what's been fun is that her daughter Laura and our daughter Christy now both live in Traverse City. So they have lunch together once a week. So that's been a really fun kind of demonstration of the power of friendship. Christy works at Northwestern Michigan College in the president's office as a sort of event coordinator, and she's really a fun person, and Annabelle is too. And Brian, her husband, just graduated from a second degree that he did at Northwestern Michigan College, and he's starting a new job next week. So they are flourishing. Sam lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland, and as David said, Alicia, we're expecting her to be here in about 2 hours. Yes, Miss Margaret. You're so spatial.
I'm spatial. You mentioned the attraction of Kalamazoo College in terms of internships and the practical things. What opportunities did you take there out of the classroom to
into the world? Yeah. I made a snide comment about being a theater major, so I want to repair that and say I have never regretted majoring in theater one minute. taught me a lot of really useful skills and that I have drawn on for the rest of my life. And I haven't been in a play in many, many years, but there's more to it than that. I would say, in particular, politically and artistically, I was fortunate to be at Kalamazoo in a time where the faculty and the department were very open to innovation. And so we spent one summer making puppets and doing workshops with, some of you may know this group, the Bread and Puppet Theater Company. And we did, they came and taught us how to make puppets, and we went out into the streets and did puppet shows, puppet theater, that hence my love of puppets. And I learned a lot from that. The other thing that we did, and this is so timely, I can't believe it. In the summer of 1973, when there was big political uproar going on, I was working for the department. I had graduated from college, but I was working for them, and we were involved in a production of a Shakespeare play that we had chosen 2 years before, so we did not know what was coming, and the play was Richard III. And so we spent a great deal of time trying to discern whether we were going to put on Nixon masks on the actor who was going to play Richard III. And if you've been following the situation at the Public Theater in New York, this is very similar to that. And we finally decided that our production and our story was bigger than that story. If you remember 1973, it was like waking up in the morning wondering who would be indicted today. I mean, it was, you know, the parallels were pretty stark, but we decided not to do that. So I think learning how to make those kinds of decisions in terms of when a text is valuable and what it's valuable for and how you can make the determination whether you're going to go for the cheap, easy laugh or you're going to go for the more profound. Also went to, my off-campus program was in Germany, and I think that really helped me. I read a lot of German drama and sort of fell in love with Bertolt Brecht. So there's a whole other side to my theater time of working on, particularly on a play called The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy, It's a story about a Chicago butcher who rises to power, and he has a funny little mustache. And in the very end, the actor who plays him takes off the mustache and walks downstage and says, "The bitch who bore him is in heat again." It's a very powerful play about the tyranny. And so, yeah, I would say showbiz, although it's no longer my life, I have been grateful for the time that I spent. And certainly our daughter, when she finished doing her MAT, she went back to work in the theater and managed the children's theater program here in Richmond for 9 years. So got to keep an eye on the time. Maybe Andy says, yes, we're done. Okay, we're done. Thank you all for your attention.